Now, Israeli jets have conducted fresh airstrikes on the Gaza Strip just hours after shelling the Khalsoon enclave. Israeli warplanes targeted at the Shajaiya area east of Gaza City, injuring an elderly man and three children. They also hit a Hamas security post in northern Gaza, destroying it completely. On Tuesday night, Israeli warplanes carried out at least five airstrikes on the town of Rafah in southern Gaza Strip. The Qassam Brigade of the Palestine Hamas movement, that is, has issued a strong statement following the air raids. Hamas has retaliated by firing RPGs and at least one homemade rocket on Israeli troops. Let's speak to our correspondent Ashraf Shannon, who joins us live from the Gaza Strip. Now, Ashraf, Israel sporadically does attack the Gaza Strip in one way or another. However, has it given any reason behind conducting these fresh airstrikes and shelling?
Yes, Kaniz. Israel claims that Palestinian activists started this yesterday by firing at Israeli soldiers on the border with Gaza. But what Palestinians are saying that Israeli forces carried out a military incursion yesterday morning, and this prompted Palestinian resistance fighters to respond with light machine gun fire to deter Israeli soldiers in that area. Immediately, Israeli forces responded with tank fire. They hit the southern Gaza Strip town of Rafah with tank fire, and followed by tank fire on the Shajaiya neighborhood. And after that, Palestinians retaliated by firing RPGs and at least one homemade rocket towards Israeli troops, and it was a tit for tat situation. But with the violence initiated by Israeli soldiers who bombed Gaza yesterday bombed the Gaza Strip five times yesterday with their F-16 fighter jets, and around dawn today they started with a series of airstrikes hitting at least five areas with their airstrikes, injuring an elderly man and three children. As we see in the pictures, this is a site of a construction company that was targeted, where the elderly man was injured and the three children. Israel does not need any excuse to attack Gaza. They've been doing this for many years. A lot of people in Gaza are bracing themselves for a possibility over another major Israeli escalation or an all-out war, similar to what happened in the summer of 2014, where Israel, during 50 days of bombardment, killed over 2,200 Palestinians in Gaza, including hundreds of women and children. They injured thousands of people. Injuries were around 15,000. And they completely or partially destroyed around 100,000 homes, which most of them haven't been built, because Israel, for over a month now, has refused to allow even a single bag of cement to enter Gaza.
All right. Press TV's Ashraf Shannon there, reporting from the Gaza Strip. Ashraf, thanks very much indeed for that update. We'll keep a close eye on the situation.